Good morning. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Roland Giacopetti for this morning's Cinema Spotlight. Today, we're joined by Ellie Lichtenstein, Artistic Director at the Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma. She is here to talk about their upcoming performance of the musical The Fantastics that she is directing, running from June 8th through the 24th. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning.
The Fantastics.
Yeah.
What is this play about in its history?
Oh, it's a tremendous history. It was the longest running off-Broadway musical in history. Still is. Yeah. It ran from 1960 to, I think, around like 52 years or something like that. Had a little hiatus, came back, and ran for another decade. And it's being performed apparently in 67 different languages, and always there's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of productions going on all over the world.
Wow, so definitely, yeah. Well known.
Very beloved by a certain generation or two or three.
How about some of the characters? Without giving anything away, what can we expect from them and who plays them?
Oh, we have a terrific cast of a couple of locals, including two clowns and another performer, Michael Van Wy, who's been on our stage for a long time in many different shows. And then we have several people who come from San Francisco and the East Bay. It's a small cast, only seven people on the stage. And the construct is it's a play within a play, or it's a play within us. You know, you walk in on an empty stage, and then people start to populate it and are given tasks, and they create the show right before your very eyes, kind of thing.
And along with the cast, what about the music?
It's a wonderful band of four. Originally, it was written for piano and harp, period. And then the Schmidt, Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt created a slightly larger orchestration, adding bass and percussion. And that's what we're using the four: piano, harp, bass, and percussion. Full percussion. Lots and lots of fun, clowny, delightful percussion.
Bringing in the rhythm section.
Oh, you bet your sweet patoots.
Are there any adaptations for this run of the play?
Well, I do want to mention that there was a sort of un-PC section called Rape. And Schmidt and Jones actually adapted that to become something called It Depends on What You Pay. So that is all gone, and it's now just lots of fun and perfectly PC. But the other adaptation is we have added, it's, you know, the piece is about young love. It's a coming-of-age story for this young couple.
Aww.
Learning about life and coming back with in mature love to each other. And we have added a little spice to that, and added another romance, budding romance. It starts with mature people not noticing their mature romance. It ends with...
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And how can people get tickets?
People can get tickets by going to cinnabartheater.org. That's theater with an E-R.org. Or calling us at 707-763-8920.
Well, awesome. Thank you, Ellie, so much for coming in today.
And thanks for having me.
I've been joined by Ellie Lichtenstein from the Cinnabar Theater talking about the musical The Fantastics. Performances run June 8th through the 24th, with showtimes at 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, along with Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. at the Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma. For more information, go to cinnabartheater.org. I'm Anthony Garcia for this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Roland Giacopetti is Sonoma Spotlight's host. Wendy Nicholson is Sonoma Spotlight's producer. Steve Birsch is Sonoma Spotlight's engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. Inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous Sonoma Spotlights are available on our website at radio.krcb.org.